I hope my French accent will help all the French speakers in the room, so I'm sure you will be able to understand me, so don't worry too much. I feel extremely honored, I must say, a bit stressed also to be here. I was trying to find when is the first time I came to Auroville. I didn't find, but it's over 10 years ago. And for sure, if 10 years ago somebody told me, well, you know, Bruno, well, at that time this room didn't exist, but if somebody told me, you know, this place, maybe one day you will do a conference, for sure I would have laughed and say, are you crazy or what? So that's why, one of the reasons I'm very impressed. I'm also very impressed because there are many friends in this room, many old friends, some very old friends, and some new friends, and many I have a lot of love and respect. So it's all these conferences I do are always a first, because as you will see, the subject I'm touching with you is really an in-progress work. So I count on you to help me. So not only it's a first, but I must say it's a first, first. Most of the seminars, most of the conferences I do, my customers, they expect me to deliver a conference, to conduct a conference. But this time, I expect to share a conference with you. So please feel free to interrupt me if you find it necessary. And even more, I hope afterwards, we will have the opportunity to build together. For the past 20 years, my mother tells me that it's more than that, since I was a kid, I've been trained to understand the world, which is very ambitious, but when you're a kid, you have the right or the duty to be ambitious. And throughout my first part of my life, I discovered that maybe three things could help me to understand the world. These three things, for the first one, is understanding the evolution of science in general, sciences. So maybe that's why I became an engineer, which didn't help, really, but gave me maybe the vocabulary to understand some people more clever than me. I will show you that to understand the evolution of science can help us to have a different worldview. The second aspect of what helped me to understand the world is building a worldview on both Western and Asian culture. As Jean-Yves said, I've been working for the past 20 years in many different Asian countries, and I have learned so much from my friends. And I discovered that there are many differences, but if we look at these differences, maybe we can learn something together. I will also come back on that. And the last one is experiencing the evolution of different philosophies. For the past 2,000 years, maybe 5,000 years for some cultures, the way we look at ourselves, the way we look at the world, and the way we look at ourselves in this world has evolved. So maybe if we look at what is the best understanding we can have today with sciences, the best understanding we can have looking at both West and East, and the best in philosophy, maybe that could help, or give better questions, if not answers. So I would like to start with the evolution of science. I was wondering when I did this slide where to start. So I started with the wheel. Maybe it's because I'm traveling these days and I'm always impressed to realize that it took us 5,000 years to put wheels on our luggage. So maybe that tells us something. And then Newton came, and many others. I'm very, very too simple, too simplistic, and too fast also. Newton changed the world. And the way we look at the world is affected by science. Just to give you an example, you won't see the world exactly the same if you think you are just a few on a very flat surface. You don't see the world exactly the same if you think there are many others on a small planet in the middle of the universe. And still, you don't feel the same, you don't look at the world the same if you think you're a small little thing lost in the infinite, which is the state we are today. It all started with Newton, but many things happened since Newton. Einstein, relativity, about 100 years ago. About the same time, quantum physics, Planck, Heisenberg, many others. This also changed the world. I'm not sure most of us understood how. And about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and this is still in progress, something else appeared. Chaos theory. With some of these famous people, some are still alive. Prigogine more in biology, Mandelbrot more in mathematics, Benoît Mandelbrot is alive. Mathematics and economy. I would like to show you how chaos theory can help us to understand the world. I know most of you are experts in chaos theories, but I was not. And I found a way to explain, to show even kids what is chaos theory just by showing them fractal images. How many of you know what is a fractal image? Please raise your hand. Ah, good, very good. For those of you who don't know what it is, to make things very simple, this is an image that is that stays approximately the same whatever the scale you look at it. If you look very close or if you look from very far, it's the same. You can design fractals, and I'm going to show you maybe the most simple one. Fractal. Who knows who invented this word? Not invented, but started to use the fractal word. Who? You know? Mandelbrot. When? When is the first time he started to use it? 70s, approximately. So this is new. This is 40 years ago. 40 years ago. And this is one of the very first examples. This is how you make a fractal. First, you have a triangle. Wait, a triangle. And then a triangle in the triangle. And then another triangle, 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 triangle. Whatever the scale you look at, it's still triangle on triangles, on triangles, on triangles. Let's see another one. This is how you can actually build a fractal. You see here you have one part and then another one, like a cross within a cross, and then a big one, small one, smaller one. This is a fractal image, simple fractal image. This is a fractal triangle. Triangle, within a triangle. The same image keeps repeating. A fractal cube. You can see this cube in red is the same as the big one, and actually is the same also as the smaller one. And you could go further, further. This is another one. And it's quite impressive. I don't see her, but there was a little girl before, 8 years and a half, years old. And she was like, oh, I like this picture. It's very easy. So I asked her, how do you do it? Oh, it's very simple. Huh? You draw a circle, another circle on top of the circle, and then smaller circles, no big deal, and then point at the end. Every kid can understand fractal image and can draw fractal image. So don't think too much and try to recognize what is a fractal image. That's my point. If an 8 and a half years girl can understand, can see what is a fractal image, maybe we can understand a little bit of chaos theory and see the world in a fractal way. I'd like to show you more complex fractal, maybe also nicer ones. This is one. You can see this image keeps repeating in smaller ones and smaller ones. Another one. Another one. I believe we see the world in a very Newton way, in a very linear way, with big lines, very clear borders. I think, and I'll try to show it to you, that the world is not like this anymore, at least partly. The world is like a fractal image. And if you look at the world in a fractal way, you may discover things. We see the world not as it is, but as we can see it. The first Spanish people, when they went to South America, with all their many big boats, When they, you may know this story. When they arrived to South America, the local people, they couldn't see the boats because they were not prepared to see the boats. They couldn't see the boats. They just couldn't imagine that some big gray thing could float on water. It was just not possible. So if it's not possible, you cannot see it. Only one kind of person could see it. You know who? The shaman. The spiritual people, the shaman could see it. I've been asked very recently a question which I find quite interesting, and what about the kids? The story doesn't tell it. Maybe kids could see it as well, but adults couldn't see it. Now that you know what is a fractal image, know that you have seen one, I am quite sure you will be able in your daily life to see more and more fractals around you. I'll show you some of them, but what I'm confident with is tomorrow you will see the world in a more fractal way. Because now you are like the South American people. You know that boats can arrive and float on the water. That was for the evolution of scientific paradigm. Let's have a look on what we can bring, what can we take from looking at both the Western view, Western worldview, and Asian worldview. This is the world as we could see it. We could see the world as, for the West, one God and only one God. East, no God, like in Buddhism, or many gods, I understand, with Hinduism. Here, what is important are individuals, especially me. Here, what is important is my group, and really my group. I don't care that much about the others, but my group is very important. Here, what is important is the mind. To be very intellectual, I found with my friends, Asian friends, especially in India, that heard maybe an important point too. Another one, there will be only two slides, don't worry on that one. The West is living in a very dualist world. It's either right or wrong. It's either good or bad. It's either black or white. It cannot be good and bad at the same time. God is good, is always good. Evil is bad, always bad. You cannot put black and white together, it would be gray. It cannot be black and white. And you cannot be, if we don't agree, if we disagree, at least one of us must be wrong. And of course, it cannot be me. So we start to argue. If we disagree, we cannot be right, both of us, in a dualist world. The Asian culture are more non-dualist, holistic. Black and white can go together. Think of the Chinese yin and yang. I understand from my friends that sometimes in Hinduism, the gods, it's not that clear if they are very good or bad. And it may even depend on what day. They live in a more non-dualist world. We see the time as being very permanent. If it's like this, it's going to be like this all the time. If I'm right, I'll be right all the time. Here, well, it's like this today, tomorrow is another day. We, in the West, look at the time in a very linear way. If I want to draw the time, I'll draw a line, an arrow. The arrow of time. There is a beginning, depending on what you believe, Big Bang, Genesis. There is an end, Apocalypse, Paradise, and there is before and after. This is a linear way of seeing the time. In the Asia, most Asian cultures, the time is more circular. After winter, you have spring. After spring, you have summer. After summer, you have fall. After fall, you have winter, and then you start again. After one life, you have another life. After one universe, there is another universe. The way you look at time will deeply affect the way you look at your life. When you think the time is linear, what is important is where you go. The target, the goal, the objectives. If you don't know where you want to go, you won't get there. When you see the time in a circular way, in a cyclical way, you may have target also. You want to have a bigger car, you want to have a nice life, you want to have a nice family. But well, if you miss it, the first round, you may reach it the second round. And here, the story is, if you follow the right protocols, if you follow the right rituals, don't worry, you'll get there. And it's even more than that. Here, even if you don't know where you want to go, don't worry. Just follow the right protocols, the right processes, the right rituals, and you'll get to the best place for you. So let me repeat slowly. Here, if you don't know where you want to go, you won't get there. Objective, target. Here, even if you don't know where you want to go, don't worry. Follow the right protocols, the right rituals, you'll get to the best place for you. Totally different way of managing your life. What is important here is to find the truth. And there is only one. And I'm ready to kill you to make sure you believe in this truth. Here, well, follow your own path. And there may be many paths. We all want to go on the top of the mountains, and the higher you go, when you look down, you can see many, many people trying to climb the mountains. And they all have their own path. Different world. This is how I used to see the world. East, west. I also think this world doesn't exist anymore. This is how most people see the world. If you are familiar with Samuel Huntington, the shock of civilization, the shock of civilization, this is coming from Samuel Huntington. Everything is very clear and simple. You have the Chinese world, the Indian world, the Muslim world, you have the Western world, the Spanish, everything is very simple. I believe this world doesn't exist. You remember the fractal image, the fractal images we saw before? I believe the world, it sounds very pretentious. This is the world according Samuel Huntington, and now this is the world according Bruno Marion. I think the world is like this. And actually, it's more complex than that. But I couldn't put more dots on the slide. But if I could, I would have put more dots. I believe some places here in India looks more Western than some Western cities. If some of you, you know Paris or New York or London, I believe some area in London, in Paris, look more like India. The world has become fractal. So maybe we should learn what we can do together, because the borders are not very far away. They are here. You may live in your house and your neighbor is a stranger. So you may discover something from him. So first we saw the evolution of science and how fractal can help us to see the world in a different way. Here we saw that East, West, are not exactly the same, but somehow, I don't want to use the word mix because I think it doesn't mix, but this can build something else. By the way, the time, is it linear or is it cyclical? What do you think? Both? Well, if you look at the time in a linear way, this is actually quite efficient if you want to send a probe on Mars. In sonde sur Mars. If you want to send a probe on Mars, well, you have time and you know everything, how everything moves in the sky, and you have time. If you want to fix a small thing that changes in a very ever-changing environment, this doesn't work. You may have to add some tests, some trials. You add some small cycles, like this. And if your environment is really changing too fast, you may have to add some smaller cycles. And here it's the same. In one life, you have smaller cycles. And in the small cycles, you have smaller cycles. You remember the fractal images? Don't you think this can look as a fractal image? This, if you look at it in a fractal way, is exactly the same. This is just a little part of this. If you look at the time in a fractal way, time is both linear and cyclical. Very easily. You don't even have to argue. It's very easy. I'll show you later that maybe consciousness is a little bit like this. I'll come back on that later. Evolution of science, evolution of how we look at each other, East, West, evolution of philosophy. The last one. The last, I'm not a philosopher. Remember, I'm a non-practicing engineer, so this is close to very stupid. I've discovered myself what is called the integral philosophy. And some of you, especially in this audience, may know exactly, and maybe better than me, what is integral philosophy. The most well-known philosopher today is about integral philosophy is Ken Wilber. I will try to show you in one slide what is integral philosophy. The integral philosophy tells you, or the integral approach, tells you that you should look at the world in different ways, not only one, which is also to say, stop fighting, have a more integral view. So this is just a grid, a way of looking. This is not the answer. This is a way to ask the right question. Above, you have the individual aspect of life, of whatever. Below, you have the collective aspect of life, of yourself, of whatever. On the right, you have the external way of looking at things, and here you have the internal way of looking at things. Let's take a very practical example, maybe two. How I think right now, what is inside here, inside me? I'm not sure my thinking are here, but let's say they are here. I may try to explain what do I think, how I think, with words. You will still never know exactly how I think. This is internal. I can try from the external point of view to tell you, but you will never reach exactly what is internal individually. I can also talk about my brains. I can talk about chemicals. I can talk about neurons. I can talk about electricity in it. And obviously, this will help for certain aspects of medicine, for instance. But this will never tell you exactly how I think inside. I believe you will never be able to describe what I think with mathematics or with formulas. You have the same with the collective aspect. What I think individually is comparable to what we think collectively, which is called culture. How we live together, how we think together. This is culture. It's very difficult to describe culture from outside. There may have many cultures in this room. As a specialist, I can pretend I know a little bit. But not really being part of your own culture, I will never feel, experience 100% of it. Collectively, we have collective thoughts that you can call culture. And also, looking at the collective part from outside, we have organizations. We have schools, we have hospitals, we have businesses. This is how we work together from the external point. The integral approach, once again, you have to forgive me, this is the integral approach in 2 minutes. But you may have noticed this drawing has been drawn also by a kid. Maybe if a kid can understand it, and it's true, huh? If a kid can understand it and draw it, maybe some of us should be able to understand it and start to have an integral approach. Let's take another example. Let's say we want to cure a major disease. AIDS, cancer, I don't know, a major disease. There are different approaches. Different approaches that actually fight together today. You can say, well, if you don't take your medicine, this medicine, we must put so much money on the pharmaceutical company because if you don't find the vaccine, if you don't find, we'll never make it. This is the external, this is the it. This is the external individual way. Take your pills. If you don't take your pills, there is no hope. There is also the I approach, the internal individual. Well, why are you sick? Is there a reason somewhere? What the universe is telling you? So maybe you should, I don't know, experience some kind of spirituality or personal self-development, I don't know. But maybe to solve this problem, cure the disease, it may be also interesting to work on that part. Collectively, if we look at the diseased people, AIDS people, cancer people, as danger for the community, maybe it's difficult for them to cure themselves. If we, as a collective group, provide love to them, pray for them if you pray, meditate for them if you meditate, maybe that can help us. This is the collective internal, how together as a collective culture we can help people who are sick. And you can also have the collective external, hospitals, medical networks, doctors' networks. These days, many people are fighting together. No, 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 forget about the hospitals. If you don't have the right medicine, no way. Forget about meditating, huh? Take your pills. If you don't love anybody, they won't be. The integral approach tells you maybe it's a good idea to work on all this. And here we come back to East and West and chaos theory. Science, chaos theory, Newton, all these people, we are quite on this side. The Western world in the past 200 years has been quite good on that side. For the past 2,000 years, maybe more, 5,000, I don't know, the East, Asia, has been quite good on this. And it's the same. We can fight. No, 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 forget about spirituality. Eh? You better work and have good machines. Or say the opposite, go, go with your machines, huh? No hope. The integral approach tells you maybe that's a good idea to look at both. I believe if we start not to fight, but to integrate East, West, different ways at looking at the world, maybe for some part in a fractal way, in an integral approach, that can help. That can help to understand the world and see fractals. Why is the world no fractal? Why, 40 years ago, nobody was talking about fractal, and now Bruno is seeing fractal everywhere? I think there are two reasons. First, the world is no fractal because it has always been fractal, for some part. The world, nature, has been fractal. Let's show you some example. This is a tree, obviously, in the north. Can you see the fractal images in the branches? Nature is fractal. One of the very first things Mandelbrot said about fractal when he was working on economics, when he discovered the fractal formulas and thinking about that, he found that that was the best way to describe nature. Much better than a linear way, like me, you don't know how to draw, it doesn't look like a real tree. Fractals can look as real trees. Cabbage, in French, chou romanesco, I have no idea how to translate that one in English. Cabbage, the fractal cabbage. What is this? A lung. We are fractals. We have fractals inside our bodies. The lung is fractal. What is this? A galaxy. Can you see the fractal image? Is it clear? The galaxy is a fractal. We are a fractal with fractals inside in a fractal world. Oops, I don't know what is this one. Maybe that looks a little bit like a galaxy. Maybe there are some people, maybe like the mother, I don't know, had some fractal ideas some years ago. What is this? A fougère? A tree? A cactus, yeah, it's written. Actually, it's supposed to be a fractal cactus. Yeah. It's a fractal. Can you see the fractal? Here. This, you can find it here, find it here, find it here, find it here. It's a fractal image.
You mean it's a computer image?
It's a fractal cactus. I'll come back on that. This one is what? Canyon? Valley? I don't know, Monument Valley, maybe in the US. Can you see the fractal? This, in the green circle, is exactly the same as the big picture. Can you see it? Nature is fractal. But yes, Jean-Yves, I've been cheating on you with the last two pictures. They are not nature. They are mathematical formulas. This is a computer-generated image. This one too. Don't you think that looks like nature? Fractal image, once again, is a quite good way, sometimes, not always, to describe nature. If I want to describe this table, maybe that's not the best. It may be a bit complicated. But for nature, sometimes it helps. The world is becoming more and more fractal because we can see fractals. Like the South American locals with the boats, the Spanish boats. We can see the world, a fractal world, because we can see it. The world is also becoming fractal more and more for two reasons, at least. There are some others, but the major reasons, because of increasing numbers and increasing speed. Increasing number. One of the very first examples you use when you want to describe chaos theory is water, flowing water. Whether a small river or a water tap, if you open the tap to make your small river, the water will flow quite harmoniously, like a small spring. If you increase the level of water and increase again, at a certain step, it will be like chaos. And you know what happens if you increase more, more and more? What does happen? You have whirlpool. Tourbillon. You have whirlpool emerging of chaos. If you put more numbers, more water, more energy, you have more and more chaos, more and more chaos, and suddenly you have order emerging out of chaos. If you think chaos theory is only about chaos, you're wrong. I'm sorry. Chaos theory is about order. Chaos theory is about order emerging out of chaos. If you start to see the fractals around you, you will be able to see the whirlpool emerging. You will see the order emerging out of chaos. That's why I think it can help us to understand the world. The world may look very chaotic today. And it is chaotic. In many aspects. If you cannot see the fractals, it will stay chaotic. Le bordel, in French. And we don't know what to do in le bordel. If you start to see order emerging from... That's a good one, Colin? If you don't see order... Mess is a good one. If you don't see the order emerging of the mess, you won't be able to act. You won't be able to participate in the very, very much needed change or changes. Speed. Speed has increased dramatically. Numbers and speed can even combine. How many people in India were connected to internet 20 years ago? Zero. It's the same in France or in UK. There was no internet 20 years ago. How many people in India are connected to internet today? Millions? Tens of millions? in the world, at least 600 million. I've seen figures bigger than that. Not only there are more and more people on this planet, but they are communicating more and more together. So the world is becoming more and more complex, the world is becoming more and more chaotic. That's why we must be able to see the order emerging of the chaos. And the best way to see it is to be able to recognize fractals, speed. Another example, speed of change. Most of us, we use in our daily life about 1,000 words to communicate. You are all very educated, so you know many, many more words, not only 1,000. But the words you are using every day to communicate are closer to 1,000 to 1,500. 50 years ago, the 1,000 words you would be using at 15 years old would be quite the same as the 1,000 words you would be using when you were 50. Today, the words you are using when you are 30, 40, are less than 50% the same as the word you were using, these 100,000 common words you were using when you were 15. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you were not really using your mobile. You don't SMS that much. You don't text message so often. Skype me. Send me an email. There are so many words that are common that we use every day, that more than 50% that we didn't use 15 years ago. Even our own language, common language, is changing so fast. I was telling my friends, one of my friends who is coming to Auroville for the first time, that I remember, and I'm not that old, the first time I came to Auroville, the road when you turn from Pondicherry, there was no shop. I remember the first sign, pizzeria, I saw many years ago, and I was like, what? A pizzeria on the way to Auroville? What is that? And now you know better than me. All this happened when? In the past 5 years? 3 years? 2 years? And not before. In the past 20 years, 40 years, it didn't happen. Not that fast. And now it's going like crazy. Every time I come, I'm just amazed by all the new buildings, new shops. Speed is increasing. Because of these increasing numbers, increasing speed, the world is becoming more complex, it's becoming chaotic, more chaotic. You can look in a chaotic world as a mess, or you can look at the chaotic world as a fractal image. If you look at it as a fractal image, you will see it with order emerging out of chaos, the mess. I would like to show you a couple of examples on how chaotic, how fractal our world has become. Just very practical. First class and low cost, airlines. 20 years ago, if you were Air France, Air India, how many airlines 20 years ago in India? Some of you may know. One. If you were rich or belong to the high class, you would travel first class or business class. That's it. And if you were poor or normal people like me, you would travel in the back seats. And you would never mix. Today, I don't even know how many airlines, I lost track, in India. But maybe you will travel on business because your company is paying for it, if you're an employee, on Monday. And maybe for the weekend, you will buy one of these low-cost tickets to visit your family. The same people, now they may travel first class one day, low cost the second day. This is new. Everything is starting to mix. Another example, Lux. For those of you who know Paris or London or whatever, let's say Paris. If you live in Paris, if you are very rich, you may go to Edouard or Fauchon, the luxury high-end shops. You would never go to a supermarket. Only if you're poor, you go to the supermarket. And if you're poor, you will never go to Edouard or Fauchon or Louis Vuitton. That's not for you. You cannot go there. Today, the same person may buy a very expensive cake or a box of tea at Edouard on Monday and buy his washing machine powder at Lidl or whatever, hard discount shop, the cheapest place. And even if you're poor, if you go to the suburbs in London, in Paris, in New York, you see all these young kids with Louis Vuitton cap, with Gucci bags. Lacoste has multiplied its, Lacoste, the crocodile, has multiplied its turnover, not because of bobos, because of rich people, because it became fashionable in the suburbs of all big cities. If you are a marketing manager in a company today or in an airline, you better understand what is a fractal world. Otherwise, you're going to lose your business. MBA guru, 20 years ago, you were either a very expert MBA, Harvard, or some kind of naked person under a tree in India, a guru. Today, we are talking about management guru. And not only that, some CEOs are starting to be interested in what guru says, just to learn how to run the company. Everything is mixing. And there may be some guru who act like a businessman, but that's another story. Virtuality, real world. Before, it was quite separate. Huh? Virtual world, well, you go to the movie, you watch a movie, it's not reality. And real life is outside of this room. Today, well, sometime, if you want to know more, to learn something about your neighbor, it may be a good idea to Google his name on your laptop. Maybe that's faster than to knock on his door and ask, how are you? Maybe some of you have experienced a Second Life or any other virtual world. I think the world is mixing. Some company, it's a story, I love this story. This is a story of the parents, and they keep complaining about their teenager, 14 years old, who doesn't want to do his homework and doesn't work at school, and is always stay closed in his bedroom. So the parents are complaining, don't you want to do a living? And the parents are like medium class. No, you must go to school. And at the end of the story, they discover their kids is making more money in a month on internet at 14 years old than they will ever do in their life. What is real? What is virtual? I'm not sure. Some companies are existing just on internet. Some companies are just existing on Second Life. What is real? What is virtual? I'm not sure. If you look at the world just as outside this building and inside, I'm not sure you will understand the world, a fractal world. If you start to see the fractal image, well, there may be some virtual in real, and maybe you can put some real in the virtual world, and maybe you can do something.